rest of your life.
We can almost see the weekend from our respective windows. There's a joke in there somewhere. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. To the left, the right, and those gray spots in between. Doesn't matter what you're labeling yourself, you're invited to the party. You can always be a part of the conversation. Don't be shy. Pick up and dial the digits 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You gotta love it. A broad who gives out her number and you don't even have to beg for it. So, we're going to talk about a lot of different things this hour of America Tonight, including the Russian spies getting deported in a blink of an eye, Obama and Netanyahu both days later feeling pretty confident that there really is hope for peace in the Middle East. Anybody buying what they're selling? I'm not trying to be cynical. I promise you. I really am not. I don't think so, though. In the meantime, we do know this. There was a ruling today in a courtroom that could affect deep water drilling. And what is that? A court rejected the bid to restore the drilling moratorium. Now, what's interesting here is, from what I can gather in a quick check of some of the companies, there's the 33 deep water drilling ops in the Gulf of Mexico. And most of them, some of them are smaller operations, some of them are bigger ops, but they don't want to start to drill because of yet another challenge from the Interior Department and Ken Salazar. But this one, the Federal Appeals Court rejected the Obama effort to restore the moratorium. So that opens the door to resuming drilling while the whole legal thing is happening. But I don't know that the companies are going to jump on board. It doesn't sound like it because there's so many other suits and the one from the Interior Department that's following this one. So you've got the possibility that 33 exploratory wells who have suspended what they're doing by the moratorium could really go ahead and drill, but they're not going to bother with the expense since everything still really hangs in the balance. I doubt anybody will start it up. So it's an empty ruling if you look at it. It's really unclear whether they're going to do that, and I don't think they will. I tried to find out as much as I could from a couple of the other oil companies involved, and it sounds to me like they're not going to do that. In fact, the CEO of one of the companies that sued to stop the moratorium, and it's Hornbeck Offshore Services is the name of the company, said they didn't know if any of the companies would actually do the drilling thing. I mean, legally it's allowed, but is it practical because they could start to do it? It costs all the money that entails to have everybody back on the platform and doing what they're doing and then have it stopped again. The moratorium prompted a lawsuit from oil and gas service companies, and it was actually first rejected back in June, if you remember, by that U.S. district judge in New Orleans. So now the Interior Department appealed, asking the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to let the temporary ban stand until they ruled on what they're calling the merits of the case. So it's more of the legal crap that goes on, to tell you the truth. Anybody ever been involved in any kind of a serious lawsuit, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is a big, big one, because so much does hang in the balance. Thousands of jobs are on the line. There hasn't been drilling, where normally you'd have people out there drilling. They're not doing it in the deep waters. They're not doing it. So I think you're going to find that nobody, even though they can, is going to jump to it and decide they're going to do it. So in the meantime, the Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal, who's been very critical of the moratorium, he was actually in the courtroom watching to see what was going to happen, was happy about the ruling, but like I was just talking about, he's concerned about what he's calling the de facto moratorium that is keeping drilling from actually starting up again and giving the people that lost the jobs their jobs back. because of the threat of a second moratorium from the bozo who's running the Interior Department, Ken Salazar, who I think, in this whole debacle of the oil spill and how it was handled, the guy is a crony from the word go anyway, connected to the oil companies. He should have never, ever kept his job this long. I think he's the one who needs to fall if the axe was going to swing somewhere. He did a terrible job when it came to the very start of the oil spill and really what's gone on along the way. So I would cut him out immediately. He's not helping the situation. But be that as it may, that's up to the president to decide on Salazar. Here's what the governor had to say on the latest as far as we got to get things done now.
Of studies.
All right, so you heard him there talking about the...
Here in Louisiana, we can't afford several years of studies. We can't afford the traditional red tape and bureaucracy. We know what needs to be done to restore our coast. We know it can take up to 40 years from the beginning to the completion of a project through the normal Corps of Engineering process. We don't have that kind of time.
All right, he makes a great point. 40 years, he's right, by the time you study, do all this stuff. That's why you've got the platforms in place. And remember, the deep water drilling started because environmentalists were furious about the shallow drilling. A lot of that had, not entirely, but a lot of it had to do with that. So the idea was push it out there, get it out there, you know, safety be damned, get it out there and we'll do our checks. But that wasn't really, it seems, as to what happened, because of course there's regulations, and if the regulations weren't followed, well then shut it down, shut down the particular platforms. But they weren't doing the checks. The M&M boys weren't doing what they should have been doing under the Interior Department, which is why Salazar, I think, messed up the most in this whole thing. Earlier in the week, in fact, it was just our previous show. Every single show, we either have an earthquake, a flood, mudslide, something. And the big time disaster that could have been a disaster that ended up not being so, thank goodness, was the latest quake in Southern California, 5.4. Here's what some of the people said it felt like.
The whole house was rolling. I have a big two-story, and it just rolled. The whole house was rolling. So it sort of scared me.
Yeah. I think it would be scary if you felt like your house was rolling. I completely understand that. I would be concerned, and then you have no idea how big the quake is, because that's always what it's about. How big is it? If you hit a 7, you're done in some areas. If you're at 5.4, you still could get that feeling, but you might have things fall off shelves, but it's nothing near what a bigger one would be like, and the aftershocks are a whole lot different as well. As we continue to motor here, we have a ton of things to mention, including what's going on with the Arizona immigration law, money being raised to defend the law, and more states saying they're looking at it as a possible model and doing the same thing. Sarah Palin is being talked about as a possible replacement for Michael Steele. Should Michael Steele go? Does the chairman of the party matter that much? We're going to talk about that coming up on the flip side.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hour, we have a cheap movie review. Despicable Me is one of the movies that's getting a lot of buzz. Steve Carell from The Office stars in this movie that has a supervillain in it, if you will. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. So if you're thinking of heading to the movies, you might want to tune in for that. Plus, if you watch any Tube at all, who got the Emmy nods? I'm going to tell you about one thing, because we talked about the whole Conan O'Brien deal. Conan got an Emmy nomination. Jay Leno didn't. Pretty interesting, isn't it? We move back to what we were just talking about moments ago, and I mentioned as we took a little break about Sarah Palin and this whole Michael Steele stuff. What's happened is with the Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, he's under massive fire. And you could tell his latest gaffe was calling the Afghan conflict a war of Obama's choosing, and that this is not something the United States has actively prosecuted or wanted to engage in. And he's tripped over himself a couple of times, and there have been some gaffes for the Republican Party as a result of it, too. So now Sarah Palin's name is floating about in the inner sanctum of Republican quarters, that maybe she should replace him because she's got star power as far as endorsing and fundraising and all that sort of stuff. Here's what I would say. You have to be careful with that, because Palin is liked by a certain demographic, and she's been helpful in the primaries for a lot of people, but how beyond that do you really know how far her, you know, how much Sarah Palin would be an asset, not to move away from just pure fundraising and to take over the multi-platforms that you have to take over as the lead of the Republican National Committee. And I don't think so. I don't think she would want that job anyway. It doesn't hurt her to have her name floating around and have people talking about her because she's giving speeches and she's out raising more awareness for the things that she's involved in. And her name floats out there as possible for 2012. But I don't think so. I don't think she would take that job anyway. And right now, I don't think that the Republican Party would make a switch with the fact that we're in the middle of almost the midterm elections. It's going to start to get really hot here in some cases with some of the people who are running for House seats and some of the Senate seats, for example. So I don't believe there'll be any kind of a big change. Although Steele did take a huge hit. Rahm Emanuel said it was horrible and wrong of Steele to describe the conflict in Afghanistan as a mistaken war of Barack Obama's choosing, and that all of America ends up at war when a president decides to send troops into combat. And, you know, this is just the latest thing. And it was easy, you know, that's like raw meat. It was easy for somebody to cap on Steele when he made the huge blunder and fell into that comment. But still, all in all, from what my sources tell me, there's not going to be any switch at least until after the midterm elections. Now you start to talk about making a run at the presidency and figuring out on the Republican side of things, because let's face it, we still really have two parties. You know, right from the start, I was always pushing for that third party. With the two-party system, you're looking at, for the Republicans, who's going to take on the president, because for sure we know that Obama will go. I'd be stunned if he didn't go for it. We know he's going to go for it, but can he be or will he be a one-term president? That's the key. All right, here's a couple of other things, and I mentioned it right at the top here, as far as what's happening with the Arizona law. The Taliban council, or a Taliban council, I guess that's the best way to say it, is heading the case against Arizona law. And we know it's American Taliban council, by the way. We know that it's been controversy for the last 3-4 months. This has been going on 3 months since April. But the attorney who defended John Walker Lynn, the Taliban guy, is the guy who's heading up the lawsuit that they filed against Arizona and the governor, Jan Brewer. So his name is Tony West. And what's happening now is Lynn, if you remember, was that California guy who converted to Islam, was captured in 2001 in the invasion of Afghanistan. They later labeled him as an enemy combatant, which he was. But now what's happened is that this litigation partner with a big San Francisco firm, who was a big Obama fundraiser, is giving back. He was an early, early supporter of the campaign. He raised somewhere in the neighborhood of like $60 million for Obama's presidential run. So now he gets tapped to do this federal lawsuit because of that and because of the what happened in the John Walker Lynn deal. So that's neither here nor there, I guess, except for that he is a good legal mind. But the federal lawsuit is trying to block the implementation right now anyway of the statute, saying that it usurps the federal prerogative of border control and immigration modeled on federal laws, come on, that have been ignored. The Arizona statute is directing, we know this, the state law enforcement types, the cops, the sheriff's departments, etc., to verify legal status of anybody that they stop where they think they might be in the country illegally, but they can only do it on a stop. Now, the latest polls show no matter what your stripes are, unless these polls are just absolutely wrong, which usually they're not, they show a majority of Americans support the Arizona law and oppose this idea of amnesty for illegals. Well, using West to battle this with this law is it's going to be tough because of all the things that he has been able to do in his career. He was the guy who helped negotiate the plea deal for Lynn, which was incredible. And remember, I'm going back to this case and mixing it up here. He's the guy who confessed to serving in the Taliban military. So what happened was they dropped the more serious charges against him, and he was sentenced to 20 years in prison. So now he takes this thing on, and he'll approach this, and he'll hit this hard, trying to give the government a leg up on the constitutionality of what Arizona is doing. And I think he'll just focus and hammer that point that there's already laws federally. So you're, by nature, you're taking the reins of something that's already been addressed federally. And I think that Arizona has a good chance. I think Arizona has a good chance to win it. But it has to be played out in the courtroom. What's interesting is a lot of other states who were looking at Arizona have pretty much hit the pause button for now, even though it's considered controversial, and now there's this legal battle from the feds against Arizona. This is something that's being talked seriously in a lot of places, and including California, that they might not admit it, but Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Utah, hey, they're saying it. They have no problem with it. They're taking steps against the illegal immigration problem they're having, and they're pushing other measures to have them addressed when they convene next year. And there's probably at least 14 other states that are talking about letting police officers question anyone they suspect of being in the country illegally. It's the core of what the Arizona law is. So does that mean that all these states are going to try to push this and that there's going to be legal challenges to every single one of them? That's why this ruling is so big, too, because it'll set that precedent. And if it goes in the way of, if it goes the way of Arizona, boy, that sets up nicely for some of these other places like Oklahoma and South Carolina, you know, et cetera. So in the meantime, they're talking about another bill, maybe even next year, that would actually take property from businesses. How about this one? That knowingly employ undocumented immigrants. Is that fair or foul? I mean, that's really taking it a step further. Hey, you know that you're employing people illegally and you're profiting on it? Okay, well, screw you. Then we're going to take your property. 800-259-5791.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Get past the people, get past the hip man.
All right, I'm back in the 10th Amendment, which clearly shows support for a state's right to operate in the way that serves the greater good of its citizens. Yep, bring back those states' rights. So, I'm sorry, this lawsuit is crazy. The U.S. suing Arizona, and a lot hangs in the balance. I just went through that whole thing about what could possibly happen there. Boy, we got a lot of things on our radar during this version of ATN. If you want to throw in your two, do it. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney here on ATN. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, howdy. Yeah, you know, I think, can't Arizona sue the federal government? Hasn't that been done a couple of times?
Yeah, that's... You know, you did it to us, we'll do it to you.
I mean, they need to go total media on this. Petraeus, General Petraeus, was taken from CENTCOM and put in charge of Afghanistan, and they replaced Petraeus with a Marine. Hoorah! His name is Mattis. And he's being quoted as saying it's fun to kill guys. Of course, that's taken out of quote. The entire quotation, I believe, is these guys in Afghanistan have been slapping women around for years for not wearing a something over their head. So it's fun to kill these guys. That's how he says it, you know? I got the quote right here. You go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway. So it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. General Mattis. I like that.
I like it too. I saw that quote too. I like that. I mean, he's right. He's talking about the women in the burqas and the stuff that, you know, how France is challenging that now and,
right.
and sticking up for the women. He's sticking up for the way they're
right.
treated. Yeah.
Matter of fact, didn't Hannity do a thing on some woman that's going to be stoned to death because she was accused of adultery?
Yeah, we talked about that on our last night's ATN. I thought it was so ridiculous. Her poor son is trying to do everything he can to spare her life, but they say it's too late. It's she's already convicted of it, and they bury her up to her head basically, and then they just kind of pelt her with stones so she can really suffer, and then they eventually just kill her. It's barbaric.
Obama has tasked the NASA with, you know, getting in touch with Muslims. I guess they're going to park a satellite over that and then televise it or something. I mean, look, Sharia law, this is what this is about. This comes from Sharia law, and it's not extremist Islam. It is bedrock general Islam. That's the law that Islamic people have to live by if they follow the Quran, you know?
They take it to that extreme, yes.
Well, I mean, that's what the Quran says.
Yeah, but you can interpret the Bible or the Quran, you know that, Tomas, however you want to. But, hey, I'm right there with you. I think it's barbaric, the things that are done. And if they're, it's outrageous. The stoning thing is crazy.
But
she has no defense.
Look at Saudi Arabia. Look at Saudi Arabia. They're the most educated, richest people on the earth. And
right.
they do, you know, they have Sharia law over there. A woman can't even drive a car by herself. You know, in other words, Islam and democracy, where do they coexist? You've got governments that are controlled by Islam. It's not like in the United States where, you know, you can have a church and a mosque and a synagogue on the same block. So, you know, it'd be nice if we had somebody in government calling out Iran on this. And, you know, maybe everybody should just go to your Facebook and sign up for something that we can do. You know, maybe we can all send little rocks to the White House.
You know what? Hey, I understand where you're going with this. And trust me, I've done things before to raise awareness for what's going on in Iran. But we'll light that flame again because that's ridiculous.
Let's stone Obama. How about this? Everybody send a little rock to the White House. There you go.
Tomas, you have a great weekend. All right. It is terrible. That story is horrible. And she's only 42 years old, and her son is just desperate to try to save her life. But it's already been done. They've already set things in motion. So now it's a question of, even though there's all this humanitarian outcry and several other governments trying to step in, it doesn't matter because that's the prevailing law of the land, like Tomas just said. Speaking of the president actually has been talking about a lot of things, and he let it rip in a couple of different directions, including, this is interesting, did you see this story where, and maybe I mentioned this, where Iran says, of course, to the U.S., they're not going to have any talks until the U.S. clarifies their stance on Israeli nukes. So Obama was asked whether he was concerned about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, if he would try to attack Iran without clearing the move with the U.S. The president said, I think the relationship between Israel and the U.S. is strong enough that neither of us try to surprise each other, but we try to coordinate on issues of mutual concern. Okay, so you can read into that what you will. And Iran is playing it up, flipping it on them about the, what about the Israeli nukes? If you're going to ask us about our nukes, what about what the Israelis are doing? And then Obama talked about, earlier in the day, he talked about Harry Reid's opponent, the woman that was backed by the Tea Party, Sharon Angle, and the comments that she made about BP. That was more raw meat that was pretty easy for Obama to take off on. And he talked about Iran, like I said. He talked about this woman who's running against Harry Reid that we've talked about a bunch, and said that her views are too extreme And he went on to ridicule her comments about the BP oil spill, which she later had to rescind. She said she regretted calling the BP account a slush fund. See, all these people that are new to politics are learning what sock it to you means. The president also talked about the disappointment over now what's happened, this latest thing on oil drilling and the moratorium and the fact that the ban is essentially lifted with this latest ruling. And in a nutshell, here's what the president had to say about a bunch of those issues.
We are headed in the right direction. And the last thing we should do is go back to the very ideas that got us into this mess in the first place. They spent nearly a decade driving the economy into the ditch, and now they're asking for the car keys back. They can't have them back. They don't know how to drive.
All right, so the takeoff is, the rip is, on Engel and the slush fund in the GOP, and then where the economy is ultimately headed, because today was a another brutal day when in the job loss department and some of the unemployment numbers, and with the calls for double-dip recession and looking ahead to the jobs that have been lost and how, you know, what the future holds, and then this, the what's going on with unemployment numbers, that's what he's referring to there. But back to the Sharon Engel thing, I got an email from Don P., who said before I mentioned this, did you see what Sharon Engel had to say? Is this a rookie mistake, or what do you think? And so let me dive a little bit deeper into that. What happened was, is she's out there campaigning, and she is a rookie when it comes to this kind of campaigning. So the most valuable thing that Senator Harry Reid can use is that inexperience. That's why Obama jumped on her comments right away. But in a bunch of radio interviews, or at least one of them, she talked about the fact that the $20 billion BP escrow was a slush fund, despite BP agreeing to set up the fund. So she talks about the money from the fund being independently administered, to which is what the deal is. It's supposed to be distributed to those who have been slammed by the Gulf oil spill. And she said the government's overreacting and that the Environmental Protection Agency is all about money and the petroleum industry shouldn't be penalized for one bad person's actions. It'd be like throwing us all in prison because one person committed murder. And that's where you really could see that Obama was going to jump in, especially with the slush fund deal. And she said later that she shouldn't have used the term after she reconsidered it, and the phrase was incorrect. So she rescinded what she said. And that's the tough part about this politics on the fly. Asked Sarah Palin about that just a couple days into it, how she was broadsided. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing today?
Excellent. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, dear. I hope you and your mister have a good weekend this weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
That's good. But, you know, I was thinking about that. I used to haul food to Canada. You know, when I came back into the United States from Canada, and I'm the whitest guy you'll ever see, they absolutely treated me like I was Al Capone. I mean, they would not let you back in until you answered every little question right, dot your I's and cross your T's, and you better have everything in line because they ask you everything. So I don't see how the Arizona law can be any different. But
yeah, you got. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Trust me, I've been on both sides of that border. I've gone over the Canadian border a bunch. And I've done the same thing in the southern border, and I've been sizzled and questioned a million times, too. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to
spend. All right, there's somebody whose life isn't gonna be beautiful. It's a legal thing, and finally, in L.A., they really caught the bad guy, and it's was a long time coming. Did you hear about the Grim Sleeper? Yep, this guy was living a double life. 57-year-old Lonnie David Franklin Jr. was in a packed courtroom on Thursday on murder and attempted murder charges. So he's ordered held without bail, of course. He's a nut job and then some, pending this arraignment that's going to happen in the beginning of August. And for the last 25 years, this one guy was picking the bones, to say the least, of some of the most innocent and really stole the lives of a lot of ladies living in some really tough circumstances and tough neighborhoods in L.A. And they called him the Grim Sleeper because he's responsible for at least, allegedly, 11 deaths since 1985 in South L.A. And he targeted black women some working as prostitutes, but plenty that weren't. Here's what the mayor of L.A.'s take was on all of this.
Many painstaking hours, days, nights, and years went into this investigation and made this day possible. They made the safety of our communities and our residents their priority, and they found the man we believe to be the Grim Sleeper.
Yeah, and the Grim Sleeper, one of the victims was an 18-year-old, Alicia Alexander. And what did she do back in 88? She simply left her house in South Central L.A. She was running to a nearby store and disappeared. They found her 4 days later. She was raped, and they had evidence of that, and she was shot in the chest. So there were a lot of people that were happy to see this almost come to an end. They finally caught him through DNA and through some other things, through sketches, to show how he changed. And this is the take on him. He was a former city trash guy. He was a trash collector. He worked as a garage attendant at one point for the Los Angeles Police Department. Whoa. And he was right under everybody's nose, but he had this dual life, and they could not get a beat on him because of the time that went in between and not enough evidence at these scenes. They weren't able to do it. They even had these composite sketches finally that went up on billboards across LA as part of this hunt for the killer. So they had a 911 call years and years ago. They went to a van that they thought was involved in it, but the trail was dead. It just went cold. So now finally they're able to celebrate the fact that they were able to nail this guy to the wall, or they, you know, at least the first steps of that. It seems like all the evidence is in place. The Charles Manson follower that we talked about this the other day, you know, every once in a while this crops up in the news. This Leslie Van Houten was denied parole again, thank goodness. She's 60 years old and spent, I think, decades now. It's been 4 decades since the murder spree in Southern California. But I love that the board said she still poses a risk to society. If these parole boards could get a little tougher with some of these sexual predators, I'd love to see that, because there's so much recidivism there. But in the case of any of the Manson people, boy, they have really slammed the door shut. This is the 19th time that she was denied parole. We talked about that. She's not eligible until 2013. And just to refresh everyone's memory, if you aren't familiar with it, she's one of the followers of Charles Manson, and she helped hold down Rosemary LaBianco while other family members stabbed her and her husband all the way back in 1969. You know, she was 19 years old when they did that. 19 years old. And thank goodness for the family and all those generations afterwards, they're able to say that she's not released. Her original conviction was overturned in the 70s because of grounds that a judge made a mistake in not granting a mistrial after her attorney disappeared and then was later found dead. But luckily, the jury deadlocked in the first retrial. She was released for a few months, but in her third trial, she was convicted again. So she almost wiggled free, but she wasn't able to, and she hasn't been able to get released. Can you imagine that she was so entranced with Manson that she tossed out her life at 19, but they killed those people in cold blood with not even a thought, and for no other reason than following that nutball Manson. This was a big story, and I have only touched on a little bit throughout America Tonight these last couple of hours, but LeBron James is not going to be a Cleveland Cavalier anymore. Boo-hoo, if you really care about that. Instead, he goes to Miami. What was interesting and worth mentioning is the fact that for an hour he had this special on ESPN and waited till the very end to talk about his decision. They were raising – it was brilliant in a way, because he used the time to raise money for the Boys and Girls Clubs. So he's signing a 5-year deal with the Heat. There wasn't an exact amount released, but it's believed to be in the neighborhood of – $100 million, $75 million, whatever, give or take, $25 million here or there. But this is huge for Miami. But I wonder how the Cleveland fans feel after he's the draw. He was what everybody, you know, he's the guy who everybody was watching. So after that happened, after he came out and announced that he was going to Miami, it's like one of those sour grape moves. The owner of the Cavaliers pinned the playoff disappointments on LeBron James, saying that he felt angered and betrayed by his decision to leave for Miami. And he accused him of laying down, quitting during the playoffs. And this owner, his name is Dan Gilbert, actually posted a letter to Cavs fans on the team's website after James announced that he was going to sign with the Heat, saying that it was accountability time for James, and he's gotten a free pass, and people have covered up for him for too long, and that now they see what he's really all about. Ooh, he's saying he just quit. And he said not just in Game 5, but in Games 2, 4, and 6, against the Celts, he says, just watch the tape. Wow, that is more than sour grapes. I think what the problem is, he was with the Cavs for 5 years, and they weren't able to win a championship. They came close. They came within a hair's breadth of getting there, but they weren't able to do it. So it's part of that disappointment and what happens when you build a team around one guy, and there are other solid players for the Cavaliers to be sure, but it was all about King James. So now they're stuck with, ooh, okay, the disappointment, the fact that this NBA superstar leaves. You know, what's a couple million here or there? It's not about the money. It's about the fact that he's a huge draw. So will Miami end up winning a championship with him there? There's certainly a good possibility because of the other players around him. We'll see. All right, we mentioned this when Tomas called in, and we mentioned it on a previous show about the stoning that could have been stopped. There are some reports that there may be a last-minute reversal, that the Iranian government has reversed the stoning sentence that they meted out to a mother of two. It's not confirmed, though. Under Iranian law, she was supposed to be buried to her chest in a pit of sand, then pelted with medium-sized stones until she died. The 43-year-old Mohammed Ashanti had already received 99 lashes for alleged adultery. Ooh, boy, it makes you feel glad that you live in the United States. The price of freedom, baby. Would you really want to live anywhere else?